Well, here we go. The report hasn't even been officially released yet, I don't think, and people are refuting it already. But the numbers of people who have died in Michigan's long-term care facilities since the pandemic long been disputed. Now a much-anticipated state investigation is about to be revealed, and the numbers appear to be, sadly, more devastating than previously thought. We have Marie Osborne, our WJR senior news analyst, all over this story. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, Paul. And there's definitely a lot to unpack here. The bottom line is that the Michigan audit will show nearly 30% more COVID deaths tied to long-term care facilities. The report is due out on Monday, but the director of the Michigan Health Department, Elizabeth Hertel, criticized the findings in a letter ahead of the release of the report by the Michigan Office of the Auditor General. The Michigan's Health Department has tracked 28,228 deaths that are linked to COVID in Michigan. Now, according to the current data, 6,309 deaths, or about 22% of the state's total, are tied to these long-term care facilities. But Hertel says the difference between the state health department's tracking and the auditor's numbers was attributed to the inclusion of facilities that are not subject to state reporting requirements. The director also said the auditor general's office had indicated, or included rather, people who resided at non-reporting facility or on shared campuses with a facility that required a report of COVID-19 deaths. It's a lot to understand here.
Here's one of the things that strikes me right away, Marie, as you have done a great deep dive here. We don't hear about state departments weighing in, issuing a rebuttal to a report from the Michigan Auditor General before it's even released.
Well, that's what you call getting out in front of the story, Paul W., because
it also sounds like you feel very guilty.
Well,
I mean, you're very defensive.
Like that.
Certainly
definitely.
Very defensive.
Defensive, exactly.
That's a better word, defensive.
Yeah, but this is definitely, they're trying to get out in front of the story. So the State Department of Health created, here's what happened. The State Health Department created these regional hubs in April of 2020 to help care for the nursing home residents with COVID. And these hubs were existing in nursing homes that were supposed to have isolated space, equipment, and personnel just dedicated to help these patients who were discharged from the hospital but lived in other facilities. Now, Republican lawmakers long criticized Whitmer's handling of the crisis, and they said that they should have had separate care facilities to look after those who had COVID. And Hertel claims in her letter that the Auditor General report included long-term care residents who were hospitalized for non-COVID reasons, like a fall, and then later got COVID. I know you and Ann were talking about this earlier. So
right.
She claims those people were counted and they should not have been, according to her. Now, there are about 450 nursing homes in Michigan. Other types of long-term care facilities, like adult foster care homes, are also in the state. Republican Senator Steve Johnson says there are many long-term care facilities that did not have to report their COVID stats to the state, and that included thousands of very small adult foster care facilities. And he said, that's wrong. The Auditor General's report will indicate state health department tracked the COVID-19 deaths generally accurate under the federal CDC guidelines. Nearly half of all the nursing homes in Michigan initially selected, this is very important to know, nearly half of the nursing homes that Michigan initially selected to serve as regional hubs to care for these elderly people with COVID had below average quality ratings from the federal government.
Oh, boy. Look, I am not letting anyone off the hook, but I am going to say, because this is a fact, that mistakes were made. Mistakes have been made. Mistakes continue to be made. And they've been made across the country in virtually every aspect of COVID. So it's not a surprise that mistakes were probably made in these long-term care facilities. But many of them are mistakes based on erroneous information from the CDC and the worthless health organization, the World Health Organization, as they say. Let's not forget, both of them, who were created to help us at a time like this, have both failed miserably after having hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars invested in them when they were doing nothing, maybe billions of dollars, and they put out a lot of false information. Now, I'm not letting off local authorities in all these cities around the country that have similar problems, and specifically in these long-term care facilities. But I'm only asking that people remember what was going on. Again, not letting people off the hook. Anybody who is found to have been completely negligent, they're in big trouble as far as we're all concerned. And if they lied because they wanted to protect themselves, like Cuomo did in New York, well, that's a problem. And unfortunately, that's going to be an issue that'll come up again. And I don't know. I'm glad you're doing the deep dive here, because there's a lot to look into. And there's a, I think the words you guys use that I never used to hear, but now I hear, there's a lot to unpack here.
I don't like using that term, but it came out of my mouth.
I never used to hear it, but it's been used. You're not alone in using that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot to unpack.
That'll be on our list of tired phrases next year. You watch.
It'll probably be in one of those new words dictionaries that they've added to unpack to the dictionary. Yeah. Oh, no, please don't do that. But anyway, we'll see what happens.
You know, the bottom line here is that, you know, these are our most vulnerable citizens. You know, all of us have had elderly parents that we've cared for, and you know how much they rely on you and depend on you for their care. So the tragedy is that these people were our most fragile in our society, and the thought of them not being cared for properly is really heartbreaking.
Gut-wrenching.
Yes.
Gut-wrenching. Yes. It's why we react the way we do for the very young and the very old, because they depend on us, and we owe them at least the opportunity to have the proper care, especially end-of-life, basically, care. And when we think they're not getting it, it is very, very upsetting. So I don't blame people for wanting to know. It being off by nearly 30% is huge, but there's going to be arguments. In fact, the arguments have already begun. Elizabeth Hertel, who wasn't even in the position during that time, the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, has been criticizing the findings ahead of their formal release by the Michigan Office of the Auditor General. Now, let the fight begin. Well, I guess let the fight continue, I suppose. What else is going on, Riri? Anything we need to know about? Well, there's a lot going on, isn't there?
There is so much going on. There is so much going on. We live in a very ever-changing news cycle here, for sure.
You know what we've missed so far this morning? Some positive news, and that is... I snorted. That is that a study has found that cannabis compounds prevent infection by COVID-19 virus.
That's what we needed to hear this morning. Yikes.
Toke up for your health. But please don't drive.